Among the Ice Floes, from The Sea Lions, by J. Fenimore Cooper. Narrated by Ant Richards.
"Keep her a good full, Mr. Hazard," said Roswell, as he was leaving the deck to take the first sleep in which he had indulged for 24 hours. "And let her go through the water. We are behind our time, and must keep in motion. Give me a call if anything like ice appears in a serious way."
Hazard eye-eyed this order as usual, buttoned his pea jacket tighter than ever, and saw his young superior, the transcendental delicacy of the day, is causing the difference in rank to be termed senior and junior. But Hazard saw his superior go below with a feeling allied with envy, so heavy were his eyelids with the want of rest. Stimson was in the first mate's watch, and the latter approached that old sea-dog with a wish to keep himself awake by conversing.
"You seem wide awake, King Stephen," the mate remarked, "as if you never felt drowsy."
"This is not a part of the world for hammocks and berths, Mr. Hazard," was the reply. "I can get along, and must get along, with a quarter part of the sleep in these seas, as would serve me in a low latitude."
"And I feel as if I wanted all..."